Praise the Lord. Let's open our Bible to the book of Nehemiah, chapter 4. We'll continue to speak about to watch and to report to the proper authority. God wants us to watch the movement of the enemy, sin, deal with it, and inform the church, report to the church, the leader of the church, what is going on, so that the church will be aware and the leader will be aware. In the book of Nehemiah, while Nehemiah was rebuilding the wall, there was a temple already rebuilt, but the wall was not yet built. And the wall is important, was every city to protect it. So people, the enemy especially, will not go in and out without control, without discipline. When Nehemiah started to rebuild the wall, the enemy started to attack. And there were people with Nehemiah supporting him. And also there are people against him, but there are people also in between. They are having mutual commitment here and there. They are with Nehemiah for a certain benefit, and they are also with the enemy against Nehemiah for another benefit. And that's here the importance of reporting of the events so that the church would move in the direction that God wanted. Nehemiah, as he was informed about the movement of the enemy, he was giving certain instructions to combat these evil forces against God's church. Let's go through it, chapter 4 and chapter 6, and let's learn what is the importance of reporting and informing what we can see. Lord, bless this day, bless your word, anoint my lips, and whatever the purpose of yours of sending this message shall be accomplished, I pray for sins to be exposed. I pray the enemy would be confounded and controlled. I pray for wisdom to deal with each and every information that we receive, so that your name will be glorified. We thank you, Lord, and we bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. The saying, chapter 4, what came to pass, that when Sennabalat heard that we built the wall, he was wroth and took great indignation and mocked the Jews. And he spake before his brethren and the army of Samaria and said, what do these feeble Jews? Will they fortify themselves? Will they sacrifice? Will they make an end in a day? Will they revive the stones out of the heaps of the rubbish which we burned? Now Tobiah, the Ammonite, was by him, and he said, even that which they build, if a fox go up, he shall even break down their stone wall. Hear, O our God, for we are despised, and turn their reproach upon their own head, and give them for a prey in the land of captivity. Here Nehemiah was informed about the ridicule, about the reproach of the enemy, when they were speaking bad things to belittle the work of God that God hasn't started. And you know, these discouraging words from the enemy, it is good to read Nehemiah so that he can pray and he can educate the people. Have you get the point here? So everything that we hear that concerns the ministry of the church, you report immediately so we will know how to pray, what we need to do. That's what you hear. When you hear the things coming, they are laughing on them, they are ridiculing them, you pray. He prayed so that others would be encouraged, his own people, and God will combat those who are speaking bad and who are trying to stop the work of God. Verse 5, and cover not their iniquity, and let not their sin be blotted out from before thee. For they have provoked thee to anger before the builders. So build we the wall. and all the world was joined together unto the half thereof, for the people had a mind to work. After they pray, the work continues. The people start to have a good mind. They will not focus on what they hear outside, but they focus on the inside. Amen? One of the enemy that the people that the enemy use is telling lies, speaking only word by mouth, in order to confuse the people of God. When Nehemiah reached him, he prayed, the people after prayer, they have a good mind, and they continue the word. But it came to pass that when Sanballat and Tobiah and the Arabians and the Ammonites and the Ashdodites hear that the walls of Jerusalem were made up and that the bridges began to be stopped, then they were very wroth and conspired all of them together to come and to fight against Jerusalem and to hinder it. Nevertheless, we made our prayer unto our God and set a watch against them day and night because of them. So here another threat. Now they really, they want to come to fight. How they combated Nehemiah and the men? They come into prayer. So important is to be reported things so we can pray. Prayer can change all the things. Verse 10, and Judah said, the strength of the bearer of burden is decaying, and there is much rubbish, so that we are not able to build the wall. And our adversaries say, they shall not know, neither see, till we come in the midst among them, and slay them, and cause the work to cease. And it came to pass that when the Jews which dwell by them came, they said unto us 10 times, from all places where he shall return unto us, they will be upon us. Therefore set I in the lower places behind the wall, and on the highest places, and on the high places, I even set the people after their families with their swords, their spears, and their bows. Now when Nehemiah come to know that the attack is sure, 10 times it came to him. Somebody is reporting, right? Somebody is telling what is going on. He put guards and arranged the family. So he now he take an action, not only prayer. Take an action to combat the evil forces. In verse 14, I look and rose up and said unto the nobles, because the nobles were discouraged, and I have to speak to them. And to the rulers and to the rest of the people, be not ye afraid of them. Remember the Lord, which is great and terrible, and fight for your brethren and your sons and your daughters, your wives and your houses. Now here give them an encouraging word directed to them. Noble and the rulers, because they get discouraged. And we get the point here, the importance when you report even the enemy movement, then we can direct the people of what is next. When the leader receives information, the movement of the enemy, Satan, false brothers, false teachers, false pastors, yeah, when the leader receives such information, you start to analyze false religion and take the proper action after prayer and discernment of the will of God. And it came to pass, verse 15, when our enemies hear that it was known unto us, and God had brought their counsel to naught, that we return all of us to the war, every one unto his work. So when the enemy know that we are ready in our guard against them, they return back. Have you get the point here? The importance of reporting, when Nehemiah knew about it, He arrested the people for fight. When they knew the people, the enemy knew that the people are arrested for fight, they stood firm, they go back. That's the importance of giving right information to the church, to the leader of the church at the right time. So the proper action will be taken. And it came to pass from that time for the half of my servant wrote in the wall, and the half and the other half of them held both the spears, the shields and the bows and the harbingers and the rulers were behind all the house of Judah. They which built on the wall and they that bear burden with those that led it. Everyone with one of his hands wrote the word and with the other hand held a weapon. So here the people, now they are aware. It is not only to build, but you have to fight. Have you get the point here? It is not only to build. Some people, they are interested only to build the church, to do ministry. But they are not willing to fight the good fight. No. Now they realize, cannot be a ministry without a good fighting. Because our enemy finally is the devil, not the people. And here we may use different kind of people. But we need to be ready to build and to fight a good fight. Some people, they want to have peace of mind, no problem in the ministry. That they can't find in the Bible. We can't fight. If we want to do the real work of God, we have to build and we have to be ready to fight also. For the builder, everyone had his sword girded by his side, the sword of the Spirit, and so built it, and he that sounded the trumpet was but one. The one who was giving the information and the one who was giving the warning for having the trumpet. They start to give warning. Verse 19, and I said unto the nobles, and to the rulers, and to the rest of the people, the world is great and large, and we are separated upon the world one far from another. In what a place, therefore, ye hear the sound of the trumpet, resort ye hither, and to us, our God shall fight for us. So he told them that merely when we give you notice for fight, you must come and join with us. So we labored in the work, and half of them held the spear from the rising of the morning till the stars appeared. Likewise, at the same time, said I unto the people, let everyone with his servant lodge within Jerusalem, that in the night they may be guard to us and labor on the day. So neither I nor my brethren, nor my servant, nor the men of the guard which followed me, none of us put off our clothes, saving that every one put them off for washing. So they were on their guard for the battle. What I want to emphasize here more is that we should not do sin. And also when we observe some people do sin, we should report them to the proper authorities because they are causing destruction. And sometimes we are tempted to cover them, either because we are doing the same sin, and that we need to repent. Or you cover them because you are afraid of them, or there's some benefit. Or you don't like them to be upset, but the truth is, adultery, stealing, cheating, gambling and drinking, prostitution, abuse, murder, all are sin. But to cover them is the same sin. When you know somebody doing certain sin and you cover him, as if you are doing with him the same sin, you are supporting him, you are protecting him, and the wrath of God will come on him and come also on you if you will not repent. Nehemiah chapter 6. God came to pass from Sinabalad and Tobiah and Jish in the Arabian. And there is a four enemies here that I had built the wall, and that there was no breach left therein, though at that time I had not set up the doors upon the gate. Then Sinabalad and Jeshim sent unto me, saying, come, let us meet together in some one of the villages in the plain of Ono. But they thought to do me mischief. Now, directly they are attacking the leader. And I sent messengers unto them, saying, I am doing a great work, so that I cannot come down. Why should the work cease? Whereas I leave it and come down to you? Yet they sent unto me four times after this sword, and I answered them after the same manner. Then sent Sinabalad his servant unto me in likewise manner the fifth time, with an open letter in his hand, wherein was written, it is reported among the heathen, and Jeshim saith it, that thou and the Jews think to rebel, for which cause thou buildest the wall, that thou mayest be their king according to these words. And thou hast also appointed prophet to preach of thee at Jerusalem, saying, there is a king in Judah. And now shall it be reported to the king according to these words. Come now therefore, and let us take counsel thereof. They are cooking a story, and they want him to believe it. Then I said unto him, saying, there are no such things than as thou sayest, but thou feignest them out of thine own mind. For they all made us afraid, saying, their hands shall be weakened from the work, that it be not done. Now therefore, O God, strengthen my hands. So they were cooking a story to intimidate them. But he prayed. And let's hear the power of a prayer. He stood firm. He refused it. He did not go along with them. And asked God to strengthen his hand, and then had through prayer. Afterward, I came into the house of Shemaiah, the son of Deliah, the son of Mehetabel, who was shut up. And he said, let us meet together in the house of God within the temple, and let us shut the doors of the temple, for they will come to slay thee. Yea, in the night will they come to slay thee. And I said, should such a man as I flee, and who is there that being as I am, would go into the temple to save his life? I will not go in. And lo, I perceive that God hath not seen him, but that he pronounced this prophecy against me, for to be a celibate hath hired him. So here, there's another person who was supposed to be near to Nehemiah, was given money by the enemy to go to entice Nehemiah to do something wrong. So up to this point, the enemy is penetrating the church, giving wrong counsel to the leader in order to entice them to do wrong things. That's where here the reporting is very important. Nehemiah was able to perceive it, that is not from God. Therefore was he hired, that I should be afraid and do so and sin, and that they might have matter for an evil report, that I might be reproached. My God, think thou upon Tobiah and Sinabalad according to these their words, and on the prophetess Noah, Dia, and the rest of the prophets that would have put me in fear. So they were also around him prophets. And one of them, there's also a woman, she was also a prophet. They were prophesying, they were giving counsel to him to intimidate him. Up to this point that the enemy was penetrating in order to hinder the work of God. So there were people with Nehemiah inside Jerusalem. They were happy that the wall would be built, but they were also upset because they would be uncontrolled. And that the benefit that they are getting from the enemies, from the world, from the friendship would be cut. So they were not able to know what to do. They cannot be with Nehemiah because they have to lose those friends who are putting them in the wrong direction. And also, if they will go away from him, if they will go away from Nehemiah, they know they will be lost in hell because they know that is the wrong way of life. So they were struggling. Here the importance of standing firm with the truth, standing with God, doing the right thing, and don't give way to fear, don't give way to pride, don't give way to the enemy to put you to do wrong thing. Verse 15. So the war was finished in the 25th day of the month Elul, in the 52 days, and it came to pass that when all our enemies heard thereof, and all the heathen that were about us saw these things, they were much cast down in their own eyes, for they perceived that this work was wrought of our God. Moreover, in those days the nobles of Judah and many sent many letters unto Tobiah, and letters of Tobiah came unto them. See here, the enemy is contacting the people who are with Nehemiah. They send them letter, and they send letter back to them. For there were many in Judah sworn unto him, because he was the son-in-law of Shekaniah, the son of Aaron, and his son Johanan had taken the daughter of Meshullam, the son of Berakiah. So they were allies with him through marriage. And even when we read the book of Nehemiah, some of the priests, they have intermingled marrying people from this direction. Also they reported his good deeds before me, and uttered my words to him, and Tobias sent letters to put me in fear. So here is, even the people who are with Nehemiah, they are telling that Tobias is good. Why they are saying he is good? Because they are getting certain benefit. They want to make peace between Tobiah and Nehemiah based on corruption, not the truth of God's word. And even today, the church surrounded by worldly people, false teachers, false prophets, false brothers, and people who are in sin and they want to live in that sin and stay in the church of God. That will not be possible. God wants us to be completely clean. Without holiness, no one will see the Lord. In the book of Isaiah, the importance of reporting and telling the information on time is valuable. Nehemiah was directing the affairs of the city, the ministry, the church at that time. He was combating the work of the devil based on reports. Either he directly saw the movement of the enemy or he heard it, and he gave the proper solution for it. Even today, we need to do the same. When we see something wrong, we have to report to the church, even small information, even something non-relevant. It might be a serious thing. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 62, and verse 6 and 7, say, I have set watchmen upon thy walls, O Jerusalem, which shall never hold their peace, day nor night. Ye that make mention of the Lord, keep no silence, and give him no rest till he establish, and till he made Jerusalem a praise in theirs. Now here, around the city there is a wall, and on the wall they will put watchmen, and they will watch, everyone will watch in the area in front of him, but he can also see another area that is far away from him. Suppose there is some event happening, the enemy moves in front of certain watchmen. He can report directly what is the event in front of him, but there is watchmen on the right and watchmen on the left who are far. They can also see the movement of the enemy from their side in a different angle. When this, suppose five people, they can see the event, and five of them reported to the leader of the city what they saw. everyone will report something a little bit different from the other. The reader, when he put the five reports together, he will be able to know exactly what is going on. But suppose, for example, five of those people who should report, only two reported, and the other three did not report. What do you think the picture would be? There are so certain details will not be mentioned. Certain things only will be seen in one direction, from certain angle. If that person will not report, or he will not take what he saw, that information will be hidden. Even if you don't see, you tell, "I did not see." Because that is valid. That is valid. Because if you don't report, we don't know if you see or no. When you saw something wrong, you know already the question mark, then you report it immediately. You don't know the value of the information that you give. Years or days or months, when sin discovery and destruction already had taken place, when we go to the evidences, we find that few have watched, few have seen something wrong, but they did not give the report to the church leader to interfere at the right moment. In the book of Esther, the importance of reporting. Sometimes the information comes not directly. The watchman will tell to some other, and the some other will tell to the leader. So everyone should observe that. In the book of Esther, book of Esther, chapter 2, and verse 21 and verse 23. When we can read that Mordechai find out there are two men, they were conspiring against King Ahasuerus. When he come to know about it, he report it to Queen Esther. And Queen Esther reported to the king. And the king investigated the case, and it was come true. And he took the measure against those who were conspiring against him. That's it. And in those days, while Mordecai sat in the king's gate, two of the king's chamberlains, Bigthan and Teresh, of those which kept the door, were wroth and sought to lay hand on the king Ahasuerus. And the king was known to Mordecai, then who told it unto Esther the queen, and Esther certified the king thereof in Mordecai's name. And when inquisition was made of the matter, it was found out. Therefore they were both hanged on a tree, and it was written in the book of the Chronicles before the king. See here the point. Mordecai, he was in that office. And how he come to know, you know, about it? Either he see or he hear. When he hear that they were seeking to lay hand on the king, he reported, he cannot go to the king directly. But he went to Esther. He give her the names or no? He give them two names. He give the names and he give the I hear or I saw. He gave it to the minister, to the wife of the king. Did the wife told her husband or no? Or she hid it? She gave the information. What the king did? The king make investigation. When it was correct, he dealt with them. But that was my point here. If that information did not reach the king, he'd be executed when he was the leader. Have you get the point here? We need to be responsible people. When we see people behaving and acting against the word of God, inside the church or outside the church, whatever, when things relate to the church and the word of God, We need to take an action. One of the things, the action that need to be taken, these things need to be reported so that the work of David will be halted at the proper time. When you keep silent, destruction will continue in your territory. And certain time you ask, why there's no blessing? Why does God take these things? Because we have not dealt with sin. And one way to deal with sin is when we are informed. You have eyes, right? You have ears. You have all the five senses that God gives you. You have mind. When you see something wrong, that you need to give report and information so that the proper action will be taken by the church, or certain instruction will be given to you, or a prayer will be made to deal with that particular issue. Let's all stand. Lord, we thank you, God. Thank you for your word to us. Teach us more of your ways, O God. Guide us. I pray for willingness, every brother and sister to be willing to do what is right and just, to stand away from sin, to stand away from the way of sinners, the way of the wicked, and be willing to be with the Lord and with His word. I pray that no one will be enticed with money or fame or worldliness or lust or food or gifts or privileges or position to betray the trust that you entrust to them. Oh God, I pray that you will offer our lives to you as a living sacrifice, so that you will go and save you wholeheartedly. We thank you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. Raise up workers to save you, in Jesus' name. Combat all the evil forces that come against your church and against your people. I pray, Lord, that the message will take root deep in our lives, that we will, Lord, do exactly what you want us to do. Take the message, O Lord, and bring the fruit that you desire here and in other places as your message is reached. So God bless us. Enlarge our territory, Lord, let your hand with us. And keep us, Lord, from harm so that we not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.